you know what you need to do and you're choosing not to do it, you will continuously perpetuate the same pattern and the same cycle. And the question I would love you to ask yourself is, so your ego is a shadow and the shadow is telling you this negative self-talk. The shadow is telling you you're not good enough. This shadow is telling you that you should stay the same as your friends. It's okay for me to go to a mechanic and get my car serviced, but then why is it not okay for me to get someone to do a better job at something that I'm actually okay at?
Calling in all entrepreneurs, lightworkers, starseeds who are here ready to make impact, more money on this earth and shift to the fifth dimension. Are you ready to ascend?
What's up, you crazy fucking aliens? I'm Natalie Patterson and this is the Ascension Codes podcast, your favorite spiritual entrepreneur podcast. I know it, you know it, we both know it. And guess what? Today, we're going to dive into the topic of overcoming self-sabotage. Guess what, guys? I fucked up not once, not twice, but 100 motherfucking times. And today, I'm going to teach you how to overcome something that is really shit called sabotage. Okay? So first fucking things first. Everyone, sit the fuck down. This is going to be a big episode. Ready? Go and get your pen. Go and get your paper. Take some notes. You're welcome. By the way, this is episode 33, TACK. I just found out that my code word for the Ascension Codes podcast is called TACK. I said to the podcast crew, I was like, what does TACK EAP 33 mean? And then I'm like, duh, Natalie, it's the Ascension Codes podcast. That Ascension Codes episodes 33. Fuck, that was hard, wasn't it, everyone? Okay, it's been a big day. Again, you're welcome. Okay, self-sabotage. First things first that I did when I first started the coaching industry that I did was I was like, I've invested enough mentors and I know what I need to do next. Guess what? That was bullshit. My little self-sabotage, this cunt, we'll call him a little cunt, this guy, he's over here saying, Natalie, say small, Natalie, please do not become rich and famous because then you will outshine all of your friends. And guess what? I listened to this cunt for a while. And guess what it did? It kept me poor. It wasn't fun. Do you want to be that cunt? No, you don't. So here's the truth. The first thing that really fucked me over with self-sabotage was the fact that I thought what I knew was enough. And look, sometimes it is, and sometimes it's just not. I believe that we always need to up-level. And whether it's that you've got a coach right now for structure and strategy, whether it's that you've got a mentor right now for accountability, whether you've got a coach for development and mindset and actually transformation, I believe that you can continuously grow. And so the thing that got me from stuck to fuck yes was actually continuing to reinvest in myself. And I know I speak about this all the time. And the reason I speak about this all the time is because if I could go back to that past version of myself that started in the coaching industry 2 years ago and said, hey, Natalie, you mad dog, just letting you know, in 2 years' time, you're going to become super successful. Just invest in yourself and go all in now. Who knows? I might be already a multimillionaire, right? And of course, I wouldn't change anything for the world because I do believe that everything is perfect, whole, and complete as it is. You know, I had to weave the depth of the self-sabotage. I had to overcome those fears. And here's the thing, guys, if you're in a position right now where you know what you need to do and you're choosing not to do it because you're in fear, guess what? You will continuously perpetuate the same pattern and the same cycle. And the question I would love you to ask yourself is, are you willing to get the same results this time next year? And if the answer is no, then what is it that you're going to do differently to change your behavior to completely change your life? And it may seem really small or it may seem really big. Either way, it is something that I want to call you for to do. Because what I see a lot of clients doing And what I see a lot of my other friends doing and a lot of other mentors, and like I see this a lot in the industry, is that people get okay with being where they're at. And that's okay if you want to live a normal life, by all means. But I'm not fucking normal. And I know neither are you. If you're listening to me, you know I'm fucking crazy. I've got crazy motherfucking codes. And I know you do too. So I want to unleash them from you. And I want to inspire you and give you the permission right now to unleash yourself from the hook that you're currently on. If you're in a self-sabotaging looping pattern, there are two things that I would love you to do. First things first, you need to recognize where this behavior is actually playing out and why. When you come to terms with why and how you've created this, journal on it. I don't care what level you're at. I don't care if you're a multi-millionaire, you're a 10-figure fucking business owner, or whether you're, you know, doing 70K a year or 50K a year. If you journal this down and take full ownership for where you are currently at, the law of correspondence says that everything is our reflection. And so when we can truly dive into the fact that this is us and we're creating this, and when we can recognize that, that is where the timelines will start to shift. So that's the first thing, right? If you're in self-sabotage around fear, first thing is recognizing and taking acknowledgement of where this is you. The second thing is, and this sounds really simple and yet done effectively can change the paradigm for you completely. It is definitely what has allowed me to get to seven figures. I want you to breathe into your nervous system. And I mean, breathing in through your nose, breathing out through your mouth with a longer exhale, and continuously breathing when you're acknowledging this is going to expand the energetic capacity for you to get to your next level. And guys, I'm telling you this because this is me. I've just done this for the last few months as I've been noticing the self-sabotaging patterns coming up as they, you know, rear their little fucking head. What I do is I breathe into my nervous system and I allow them to be there. I acknowledge them. And then I breathe into my nervous system. And these are the two key pieces that have been literally key pieces that have really allowed me to be a different human. You a coach that is wanting to hit 10K months consistently. You wanting to learn the energetics, the mindset, and the mission statement of what you're here to bring into humanity. If you're wanting to learn the strategies, the systems of how I've been able to hold $1 million business in my second year, babes, I have got something juicy for you. I have created a business and spiritual container called Unity Consciousness for the purpose of allowing you to access your innate gifts to help you level up in your business and help you make consistent cash flow that you can then go out and live your most joyous freedom lifestyle. If you would like to find out more, click on the link down below. This brings me to my next point. When you're an entrepreneur, when you start to get to a new level, you need to really look and recognize where and how you can start to delegate things. There's an amazing book called The 4-Hour Workweek, and in it, he describes how you actually delegate and how delegation actually allows more freedom. And that freedom overpours into being able to be a better mentor. One thing that I know is that the women that are coming into the Oracle, I teach them how to onboard a VA. I teach them how to create a team so that they have different pillars of the structure to build a higher empire. Okay, and it's really about being able to delegate. When we are so in flow and always doing everything all the time, we're starting to have many different roles within a business. Wearing so many different hats, right? And what actually kept me stuck for a moment was not realizing when I needed to hire a team. And it was that, it was what was happening for me was like, I don't feel like anyone can do it as good as me. It was the truth. I was like, I'm so fucking good at everything. I'm so good at this. Like, for instance, my Instagram, I love my Instagram so much and I loved creating it. And I was like, I'm so good at this. If I hand this over, will they do a good as job as me? And then I realized something. Every single person has their own expertise. I don't do my own nails. When I go to the nail shop, they have their own expertise of doing my nails. And it's okay for me to let them do my nails, right? It's okay for me to go to a mechanic and get my car serviced. But then why is it not okay for me to get someone to do a better job at something that I'm actually okay at? And so it's recognizing that. And what happened when I, you know, first got my beautiful VA that does all of my graphics, when I first got her, I was so nervous that she was going to fuck it up. Yet what I didn't even take into account was that she could even make it better. And this was the same thing when coming back to mentors, right? What I was first talking about is when, you know, I had paid all these mentors and I was like, yep, I'm at this level now. It's all fine. I don't need a mentor. So I went quite a few months without having a mentor. And then I actually recognized and noticed is, okay, if I do get more expertise from other people, then I'm going to be more of a master in my own craft. And it was then that I realized that actually paying people might be a little ticket to the next level here. And guys, you know, I believe we're in a simulation. I believe all we're doing is just up-leveling and up-leveling, up-leveling, up-leveling. Then if we can start to up-level in every single area of our life, boom, 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 babe, we come into alignment, we make more money, we activate our soul even deeper, right? And you know that's what I'm here to fucking talk about. So one of the things that really kept me stuck was not hiring team when I could have hired team. And just being able to delegate that, and there may be a period where you need to teach them for 2 or 3 weeks, but that commitment to teaching them for 2 or 3 weeks may save you years and so much time. And time is money, baby, and you already know that. This is when, like, you know, the self-sabotage, I believe, is almost like associated with your ego. So your ego, I like to see it as like a being inside your body that is a shadow. And the shadow is telling you this negative self-talk. This shadow is telling you you're not good enough. This shadow is telling you that you should stay the same as your friends. And what often needs to happen is we need to encourage our shadow, our ego, our self-sabotage to come and be our friend, to walk with us. And also tell your ego that you are fucking in charge. You are large and in charge, baby. And one thing that I know is that when we challenge ourselves, or when we, you know, start to go into maybe a new environment, or we start to associate with higher level people, we can, you know, have this negative self-talk that comes up. And guys, I still have this. I'm fucking human. You know, I actually sometimes still get nervous to interview people on my podcast. Like, that's just the truth. And although mine's not necessarily negative self-talk, it's more like I hope I'm doing a good enough job. So it's still like an insecurity that I have. So it's just like telling myself and breathing into my nervous system, like, Natalie, you've got this. They're just a normal person. You can have a chat to them. It's actually okay. You're human, babe. You can do this. And so just reinforcing positive self-talk. And it's so simple to do. Okay, let me tell you this. I haven't drunk an alcohol in years. And when I used to be, you know, that party girl that I used to be, and I used to get fucked up and I'd be in the bathroom, I'd be like vomiting, and I'd come out and I'd look in the mirror and I'd be like, come on, bitch, get your shit together. Get your shit together, Nat. Come on. Oh, there's hot boys outside, you know. Now, why is it that when I was pissed off my face that I could literally give myself that pep fucking talk, yet now as an entrepreneur I don't? What? You're crazy. So what I like to say to some of my clients is, bitch, go and look in the mirror, give yourself a fucking slap and fucking come on. You can fucking do this. Right? And I tell them this because let's be honest, most starseeds that come to me, they've had a fucking dark night of the soul. They've seen the fucking death. They've been the black sheep. They've fucking done it all, right? You've taken drugs, you've partied, blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. We've all had a past. And that past has also allowed us to be who we are today, right? They couldn't be dark without the positive, blah, blah, blah. It's all perfect. And remember that drunk girl on the toilet that gave yourself the pep talk. The next time you're feeling like your self-sabotage is taking over your brain, remember, bitch, come on, you can do this. Now, the other way that has really been able to transform my life is being able to meditate. And I love meditations. So if you go onto my other episodes, 26, 17, and 14 are all meditations / light languages where it can bring you back into balance, into mindfulness, into peace. And it's something that I do every single day as a ritual. It's a non-negotiable. I meditate for 10 minutes at the least. I bring myself back into balance, back into a calm central state where my nervous system can rest. What happens when we rest is we're actually telling our mind, our ego, our self-sabotage to just come back into harmony, come back into alignment, come back into love so that you can start to conquer your own mind. Now, I actually have read this incredible book called Untethered Soul by Michael J. Singer. And what he speaks about, the essence of this book, is talking about how you actually allow yourself to notice the thoughts that are coming through. We have this monkey mind, right? We have this monkey mind that's always overthinking, always overacting. It's like, ear, ah, ooh, ah, right? This monkey mind, it's always overthinking. What happens is if we can start to become more peaceful or more mindful of what our words are saying, what our thoughts are saying, then we can start to control and start to use those words to our advantage in our own reality. And you know that I love speaking about the power of our thoughts and our mind and our bodies and our frequency. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so how I like to see this is if everyone is vacuuming, let's say I'm vacuuming right now and I'm vacuuming without the plug actually without the plug in the wall and turned on, all you're doing is you're just doing the motions. You're just doing the movements. I kind of see how that is life. If no one's meditating, I don't even believe you're turned on at the wall. When you start to meditate, you turn on at the wall. Into source energy, guys. We're just using meditation as a plug, as a powerful source into source. Literally. Oh my God, guys. Oh my God. So fucking powerful, right? And so, babes, I hope this has inspired you. When you go back to thinking about self-sabotage, when you go back to start thinking about challenges that are coming up into your life, notice and recognize that it's these thoughts that are keeping you into the same reality that you're actually at. When you break free from that, imagine what you could become. Babes, are you wanting to fucking build an empire and be an embodied millionaire? Okay, I've got you. The Oracle is a 12-month mastermind full of women that are already peaking at 15, 20, 30K months and are wanting to fully embody the codes of the millionaire. This 12-month mastermind is nothing like I've ever done before. There is 3 retreats that'll be all around Australia. You get in-person events 3 times a year, plus access to my Light Codes practitioner training, as well as check-ins and a dashboard every Tuesday and every second Thursday a training. This is for the boss babes that are wanting to build their fucking empires, that are fully pioneering movements. If this is speaking to your soul and you know you want to be called forward into a higher realm of intuition, of dedication and full devotion to your mission, the link will be down below. When you really desire who you want to become, when you really start to think about who you want to become, sometimes there's this thing called imposter syndrome that pops up. Oh, imposter syndrome, my friend. The fraud. Feeling like the fraud. There has been so many times in my career I have felt like a fraud. Seriously, I felt like I'm not good enough. I felt like I'm not worthy. Why would someone listen to me over this? Last year, I ran an awesome, awesome, awesome group container called Money Codes. I had maybe 150 people rock up to my masterclass, and then I literally had so many people in my group. And I remember when the download came through from Source, my guides, it was like Money Codes. I was like, what the fuck? And Money Codes was a masterclass originally that then came into a 4-week program. And then I realized in that moment, oh my God, who am I to talk about money? I've been shit with money my whole life until now. And why would someone listen to me? So it was just like this imposter syndrome just like popping its fucking head, which is the ego just trying to keep me small, because that program literally touched and healed and helped so many people. That program actually set me apart from most other coaches in the industry that is just doing business. And that program really gave me a stamp on the map for me being who I am today. I love speaking about money, and that was really this next step into my initiation of who I'm meant to become. And if I didn't listen to that download and I chose to stay in the fear and the scarcity and the, I don't know if this is for me, I don't know if I'm good enough, then I wouldn't be who I am today. And so it's taking that leap of faith when you get that download, or when you feel like you're the imposter, when you feel like you're a fraud and going through it anyway, because this is just your ego trying to keep you small, babe. So really just giving yourself that positive enforcement, making sure that you're breathing into your nervous system, making sure you're acknowledging where you're truly at. This is going to help you. And you know, this kind of weaves into the next thing of avoiding new opportunities. There has been quite a lot of times where my spirit guides have asked me for the next thing, or, you know, you should do this or you should try this. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. And if I didn't step into courage, I wouldn't have been able to step beyond the fear, which then wouldn't have given me the results that I've got given. And I believe in business, we need to track our results. And when I see a lot of coaches that are staying at the same amount of money for long periods of time, the first thing I ask them is, what are you doing to put yourself into courage to shift you into a different state? What are you giving yourself as a gift to step into courage to go into a new area that feels scary, that is going to give you a good reward? Because this is the thing. If you start with small risks to build your confidence, you will then start to be able to face bigger fears. Now, let me tell you something. If you're balls to the motherfucking wall like I am, the more of the fear you take, the bigger the reward. Every single time there is, let's say there's two opportunities right in front of me. It's like, this is going to give you a little bit of fear. This is going to give you a lot of fear. What's going to make you more money? Bing, bam, boom. You're right, guys. The one that is going to give you most fear, that is going to give you more money. And I'm here for quantum shifting. I've been able to quantum shift so much faster than actually anyone I know. And the reason I've been able to do that is because I consistently put myself into this fear or into this courage where I'm able to alchemize myself into that next level. By being able to grab my ego, by being able to grab my self-sabotage and say, come on, my friend, walk with me. I am now the leader. So I was speaking to one of my beautiful clients today during our one-on-one session, and she's already doing 20K cash months. She really desires to do 50K cash months. And I'm like, babe, for you to get to your next step, you need to make sure it's a possible outcome for you. So what that means is, let's put in action steps for you to get there. And she's like, I'm just going to manifest it. And I'm like, yes, you can. And let's put the processes in place and the systems and then the energetics to amplify both of those, right? So it's like strategy and energetics is what's going to really propel you forward into the next step. And when it comes to manifesting, you know, if we're looking so far outside of ourselves, if something's so far out, let's say, for instance, I want to do $1 million in sales in a month. That's actually too far out of my scope right now. I could put it in time for next year, but right now, the biggest month I've ever done is 318,000. So for me to go to 318,000 to a million is a lot, right? So the next tangible step for me is actually 500,000. Then the next tangible step is 750,000. Then the next tangible step is a million. So it actually needs to come into increments. And I'm all for people being like, fuck that, I want to do a million. I'm like, yes, babe. Because, you know, the more you believe it to be true, the more you can actualize it. And also, by being able to focus on little actionable, tangible steps, you're more likely to start trusting yourself more, which means your self-sabotage and your ego is going to come alongside you, and you're going to start to build this like union together so that you can start being boom, boom, boom. You can start to actually like flow together and start to move together and start to weave together and start to connect together. Otherwise, what will happen is you'll be like, I want to make $1 million in sales in a month. And your ego will be like, bitch, you can't do that. And opposed to you being and doing what I've just been telling you, which is A, breathe into your nervous system, and B, acknowledge where you're at. If you are choosing to go fucking balls to the wall and it's not actually in alignment with you, what's going to happen is you're going to create more distance and separation between your self-sabotage / your ego and yourself. And all that's going to do is keep you perpetuated in the same bullshit story and cycle that you're in. So what you're better off doing is taking more tangible steps that is going to be more in alignment with you so that you start to trust yourself, your ego starts to come with you more, and you start to win together. So here's the thing. My best mate, Tony Robbins, always says, if you raise your standards but don't really believe you can meet them, you've already sabotaged yourself. You won't even try. You'll be lacking the sense of certainty that allows you to tap the deepest capacity that's within you. And that links into what I was just saying, guys. You know, if the standards are way too far out, you're not going to be able to tangibly take action steps to them, which means you're just going to be in a kerfuffle and you're going to fuck around. And that means when you start fucking around, guess what? You get lazy, you get sloppy, you make excuses, and you literally, you self-sabotage yourself in a pattern. Like, who here has been in a self-sabotaging pattern? Yes, I know you have. Me too. We're all guilty of it at some degree. And though, it's about bringing yourself back into a sense of certainty, back into a sense of trust, back into a deeper capacity of what you know to be true. So that the tangible steps is what's going to be really cool and helpful for you. So let's, when you start to really acknowledge where you're at, the law of correspondence is going to come back to you, okay? You're going to be able to see the deep reflection from within you, and then the timelines will shift. The second thing is breathe into your nervous system, your energetic capacity. If you're always in a flight or flight response, all that's going to happen is you're going to keep looping and keep being in fear, and you're going to keep being in a self-sabotaging pattern. The only way for you to really, truly break free from this is for you to breathe deeply into your nervous system. I don't care what fucking level that you're at in business. This is crucial to your evolution. And the third thing, take actionable steps for you to be able to take and trust and be with your ego and your self-sabotage so that you create unity together. Beautiful babes. I hope you've gotten heaps out of today. I feel like this is an awesome podcast. I fucking actually really love doing this podcast. I was like, damn, this is good, Natalie. This is some good shit for these fucking people. So I hope you're taking heaps of notes. If anyone has any questions, feel free to DM me. I would love to hear from you. And as always, if you want to leave a review, guys, I would love to hear what has been a cool key takeaway from you. One lucky person every single month will win a one-on-one session with me, valued at $2,500. I just had a beautiful girl, Crystal, win this month. Crystal, I'm so excited to speak to you, babe. Thank you so much. Babes, I love you all. Thank you so much for today's podcast, and I will see you soon.